episode number 161, Trim Levels, Stripes, and Other Camaro News.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Yeah, it's pretty much the standard intro.
Well, you want to make it more standard? Gas prices are even down further.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weather is so cold.
It's getting cold.
Summer's
here.
Over.
Yeah.
What else do we talk about?
I'm sure there's something else we can complain about.
Meanwhile,
you want to give us a rundown about what this episode's going to be at? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the release of the trim level data.
Okay.
Which I have, we both each have a copy of it right here in front of us here.
Of course.
And beyond that, we're going to maybe talk about something that, well, next week's episode might be interesting. We'll get a little bit more into that. Got an email and a voicemail. We're going to talk about the Michigan GM event, which just ended yesterday.
Yeah.
That's why I got
a few hours away.
Big old Bugs Bunny bags under my eyes. And a little bit of diecast updates and probably a little bit of hodgepodge in between. So
okay.
Let's get going, Chris.
Yeah, let's talk about the trim levels that were, put out there this week. This was gone over with us at the Indianapolis event. But it seems to be widespread info now, so we're going to go over it a little bit here. From the options for each trim level. I mean, they were originally released back in, when was that, August?
Something along those lines,
When they did the official release of the Camaro Info with the LS, the AE, LT, the SS, and all that stuff.
Right.
We actually have some equipment information now that goes along with the trim level itself.
Right. They're like broken down a little more than just the, you know, what it's going to be. Now it's every little detail.
One that makes me extremely happy, XM radio standard on every trim level of the Camaro. Yay.
Yay.
Heck yeah. LS being the base V6 model, going up to the 2SS, which is basically everything you wanted and more in the top end model of the trim level of the Camaro.
You know, I'm looking at the LS, just what comes standard. Stabilitrack is standard.
Yep.
Do they do that on many GM vehicles?
Yeah.
They do?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much standard now.
That's good, though.
Six airbags, yeah.
Six speakers, too.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
No. You know,
I remember when you had one in the center of the dash underneath the windshield.
Yeah, no kidding. 18-inch steel wheels. Remember the steel wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they looked good.
Yeah. For a base of the LS model?
Yeah.
That's going to be a damn-looking car.
The fourth-gen V6 had base steel wheels that had those funky hubcaps on it, those plastic wheel covers?
Yeah.
At least there's something that's, you know, they put some thought into it instead of stick a cover on it.
The only optional equipment for the base LS is floor mats.
You can get those at AutoZone. Craco.
Yeah.
Going further down, you know, I think it's all right.
Yeah.
There's some things that I wish I didn't have to pay for, but I think anybody is going to say that.
Yeah.
Getting into the heavy duty stuff, man, you get that 2SS package.
That's like everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
But then it doesn't stop there, though. Then there's optional.
Then there's the optional equipment.
Convenience packages and everything, which includes more stuff that I want to have, but I can't ad hoc or whatever they call them. The one, what's pick one thing that you just got to have that makes you have to buy another package.
RS package.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Halo headlights are just awesome. Got to have the RS package.
Yep, I think so. I'm looking one step above that in the convenience and connections package, Bluetooth and USB.
Oh, yeah.
I could care less about the leather steering wheel with, the controls are nice to have. I wish I had them on my Trailblazer.
And the remote start doesn't really concern me if I'm getting a standard transmission.
You know, all you listeners out there, I'm torn between whether I should get an automatic or a manual. You guys will hear, if you don't already know, what you probably do, how to get a hold of us. Call in and tell me what you think I should get, just while we're thinking about these things.
Okay.
But anyway,
I know you're torn.
Yeah, I'm very torn.
I want to go over the RS package here real quick.
Yeah, do it.
It's optional on the 1LT, 2LT, 1SS, and 2SS cars. So it's only not available on the base LS Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
If you do get the RS package, you get the HID headlights with the LED halo rings, a spoiler on the LT model Camaro, 20-inch five-spoke wheels in midnight silver paint finish, optional polished finish, RS unique darkened tail lamp lenses, body-colored roof, ditch the molding.
Ditch the molding?
That's what it says, ditch
it's
molding.
It's called a ditch. Oh. It's
okay, whatever.
Ditch the molding.
Ditch it.
That's an actual business term. We're going to ditch it.
Sorry. Special RS badging. When combined with SS, the SS badging is red. We talked about that.
Yep.
And that's it.
Well, there's regional options for all you.
Well, the regional options, yeah. If you live in Canada, I'm sure you might need that engine block heater if you're up there in Winnipeg or something like that.
Hauling your snowmobiles, eh?
Yeah.
Don't forget to bring a hot dish. Front license plate bracket. That's one thing I am thankful about Michigan is that you do not need a front frickin' license plate. Yeah.
Get those holes in the front. That just ruins the car.
But there is a solution. Smooth locks. People use smooth locks to cover up the holes.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
If they buy a car that's from out of state, they can be painted body color and available at a very affordable price at smoothlock.com.
Way to go.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Good plug.
Yeah.
Smoothlock.com.
So looking at this, I'm definitely going to be going with the 2SS here. I want the ambient lighting.
Yeah.
I'm still deciding whether or not I want the Inferno orange accent, though.
Oh, yeah. With black, it'd look great. With the Cyber Gray I'm going to get, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd almost have to see it, and the bitch of it is we're not
going
to be able to.
I know, because we're going to be going next week.
Yeah, next week. Woo-hoo, can't wait.
And then, of course, I have to mention that in the 2SS, there's two options that aren't going to be available till next year, and that's the rear parking assist and heads-up display.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, that's going to stop other people, and I don't blame them, but it's not going to stop me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing wheelies in front of their house when they're complaining about it. That's right, Jake Robb. Son of a... Oh, I can't say it now. USOB, Jake Robb.
Sunny Beaches. Well, anyways, all these trim levels are available in the FAC, correct?
Yes, they are.
In the 2010 Camaro news and information section?
In the
there.
General section, stickied to the top.
Okay, cool. We also have some information on stripes.
Yeah.
This was gone over at Indianapolis as well. We touched on it a bit after Indy. But there's going to be a rally stripe and a hockey stripe available in many different colors. Probably dealer installed option only.
I would think so, yeah.
So
you're going to have your choices. So
yeah.
While you won't have pick and choose choices from the trim packages, you will have, your choices of stripes, not to mention all the other aftermarket goodies that's been talked about. The aftermarket itself, other than GM performance parts or accessories, is really starting to shape up on the back end.
Yeah, I can't wait to be at SEMA this year.
I was going to say, SEMA is going to really probably show off a lot of
these,
prototype
yeah,
parts.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? It's really good that things are coming along. I always do this every time we do something like this where we have a milestone episode of something that's come out that's we believe to be accurate. This might change, all these options.
Oh, yeah.
We think about where we were a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that. I can't think of a time when somebody's chased a car this long.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't think of it ever.
Sometimes cars just go away, and then there's people that still enjoy them and appreciate them and everything, but we've been chasing this car for 6 years. It's crazy.
It's been a while.
It's crazy, and it's going to be just another week, and we're going to order the crap out of ours.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to move on, right?
Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier. We'd like to really encourage everybody to tune in next week.
Yeah. If you've never listened to a podcast before, ever.
Yes.
Tell your friends. You have to tune in next week.
There may.
May.
May. Probably. More than likely.
Yeah. Very good possibility.
Be a special guest in the studio. Probably not who you think, or it might be who you think.
Yeah.
I don't know what they can make out of that. We may even release the podcast a little early. If we can.
Right. Normally, I release it at 6 in the morning on the Mondays.
Right.
If what happens next week goes through, it will be released at 12:01 a.m.
Right. So, like, the first minute of Monday morning.
Right.
And that's all we're going to say, because plans can change.
Right.
And if they do, I'll be upset. But we're planning on it, and so is one or two other people.
Yeah.
So you should be too. That's it. I'm not going to say anymore.
Okay.
Whatever, well, whatever fits.
Okay. Let's move into our email segment of the show then.
Okay, buddy.
Because we got one email and one voicemail to get through this week.
Did you print it out?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to do
it?
I've
got it right here.
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. This is, seems like it's a more of a follow-up to an email we had last week. This comes from Kershaw on the board. Hey again, it's Kershaw. I went in and spoke with one of the salesmen. I asked him if he heard anything, any more info on MagnaCharger being bought out, and he said he'd heard something or another, but then again, it sounded like I had heard more than he knew about it. I went and talked to the service manager about installing superchargers, and he told me as long as it was bolt-on and I bought it from them, then they could most likely work something out. Just shooting back a response for anyone interested in installing forced induction on their 2010 dream car.
Hmm. The dealership selling superchargers.
I guess so.
That's pretty interesting, and I would not count on everybody's dealership doing that unless there's something cooking in the GM background that we're not
right.
aware of, which we
right.
probably would have heard about it by now. That's great. If you can work a relationship with your dealer, I would just say that's the exception and not the rule.
Right. I remember when I had my CTSV,
yeah.
there when I was reading the Cadillac forums, there was a dealer in, I believe it was Arizona, who was installing Magna chargers on the CTSV and then warranting them.
Hmm.
So, but nice. That was the only dealership I heard of that was actually installing a supercharger.
It's very cool. If you could email us at webmasters@camaroz28.com and give us the name of that dealer, we'd be interested in checking
yeah.
into this a little further.
Sure.
Good email. Thanks for the follow-up. Let us know how that goes if you actually do it. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Definitely call in if you get the option so you can tell us a story verbally. And, well, you already know how to email us, but for everybody else, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we do have one voicemail for the week as well, so I'm going to go ahead here and cue this one up.
All right.
Hey guys, Mudbone here again, driving to work. Just listened to the podcast and wanted to comment on Jason's overwhelming optimism about the price of gas being just $3.49 a gallon. I know you're an optimistic guy, man, but you're falling right into the hands of the greedy oil barons by saying just $3.40. They've raised the price up to $4.25. And now, you know, it's dropping back down to a level still way above where it was last year. Remember how you felt when gas went from $2.20 a gallon to $2.80 a gallon last summer? It was a major upheaval. Now it goes up to, you know, $4. It's the same thing. And, you know, that it just goes up a whole lot, comes back a little bit, and then everybody relaxes and goes back to their normal behavior. And just got to keep your mind a little bit in the past and don't let history repeat itself. Anyway, have a good one, guys. Bye.
Well, my friend, you are also a bit optimistic because you just didn't detect the sarcasm in my voice. Can you now? No, he's got a great point, though.
Oh, yeah. And we've said exactly the same thing he said in previous podcasts before.
Yeah.
I won't be happy until gas is back at like $1.50 a gallon.
Oh, but according to our caller, it should be down to 98 cents a gallon. Down with the man. I agree with him 100%, though.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing is we have to start getting conditioned to it because I don't think it's going to change as much as I want it to. This is where I'm not going to be so optimistic. I think it's going to stay at the $3 area or the $2.79 area.
You just never know.
And in order, I don't want to say accept it, but we almost have to because what else are we going to do besides pay the bill?
Right.
And
it's not like you can't not buy gas.
And the upside is that you'll start to budget for that X amount of dollars because you have to. I wish there was something that somebody could do. I wish that we could rise up as a nation and, you know,
buy a Volt
Boston Tea Party type thing or whatever. Yeah, Boston Tea Party. Start spilling gas all over the place.
Oh, yeah, great.
Everybody go to their local gas station. Just, you know, park away from the pump. Don't smoke. And just Peter North spew all over the place, all over the ground.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know, that'll piss off everybody.
Yeah, it sure will.
It's especially the environmentalists. One more reason to stop drilling. Oh, God, what a wreck that would be. Never mind, forget it. Thanks for the voicemail. Thanks for, you know, keeping my feet on the ground. I hope it goes back down.
Yeah.
What a drag. Now I'm bummed.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's talk about the GM event from this weekend.
Oh, the one that I'm still waking up from?
Yeah, the one you're still waking up from, and the one that I couldn't attend.
For the first time in how many years?
A long time.
I just wrapped up the Michigan GM event in Stanton, Michigan, the one-day drag racing event for all GM vehicles. The 13th one that I've attended, the 10th one that I've actually ran solely with the help of friends, it was a great event. With the economy being down, gas prices being up, my track and expenses prices being up, I expected a very low turnout, and we had the best turnout that we had in the past 3 years.
Wow.
Unfortunately, like I mentioned, my expenses went up, including track prices, so that's why I was worried. I thought, you know, I wouldn't even be able to cover the cost of my trophies, but I did. Got a little bit of cash payouts, and everybody had a good time. It was a great one-day drag racing event, just like it always is. I just get lucky.
Talk about the weather.
The weather was terrific. It started out literally 32 degrees wow. in the morning. But, you know, when the sun came up, it warmed everything up. And
got the frost off the track.
Got the frost off the track. And nobody broke. Nobody wrecked. Nobody, not that I'm aware of anyway. No major damage done. The weather wound up being in the 60s, 70s. I don't even remember what it came to. I was too busy running around. But, you know, I saw some great friends. Dan Burke was there. Jake Robb was there. It was just what it should have been, a bunch of friends getting together to race, and everybody that I know of had a good time. Everybody said that they wouldn't miss the event for the world. First year that the Chris Jackson Memorial Award didn't go to an F-body.
Wow.
It went to a front-wheel drive Pontiac Grand Prix that went 9.4 at 158 miles an hour.
That's one hell of a Grand Prix there.
Yeah, it had wheelie bars about as long as the car itself on the back just to keep the front tires planted.
Wow.
I'm not a big front-wheel drive guy, but there's no question about it that was extremely impressive.
Wow.
So they got the award. It was a great event. If anybody who is listening attended, thank you again for coming out. I hope you had a good time, and we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah.
That's that.
Oh, cool.
So, you know what we haven't done in a while, Chris?
What's that?
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
Actually, we just did two of these last week.
Yeah, but we always say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't do them last week.
No.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, this one is actually inspired from our podcast from last week.
Well, geez, I just totally wrecked the whole intro then. Never mind. Go ahead.
This one's titled, "When Will You Get Your Camaro?" And it says, inspired by the podcast, when are you getting your Camaro? I plan on putting in my order on the 13th. And then the options here.
Who started that thread?
This is started by Bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. And the poll is ordering on October 13th, waiting for price info, waiting to test drive, waiting for other options like HUD, backup sensors, etc., waiting on a Z28-ish model, waiting to save some more money, not buying anytime soon, and never buying one. Well, the leading poll on this, in the poll, is ordering October 13th with 22.12%.
Okay.
The next closest to that is waiting for other options, which is at 17%.
Heads-up display and all that?
Yeah, backup sensors, stuff like that.
That's a little higher than I thought it would be myself.
And never buying one at 3.5%.
Oh, what is your point on that? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Go over to, you know, this is, yeah, never mind. I won't even get into it.
Interesting poll. Interesting poll.
It is definitely interesting to see where everybody's coming from. I think there's been things like this before, but nobody knew what was happening, so it didn't really matter. But now people are saying, hey, I'm ready to buy or I'm not ready to buy. What's the third most popular one?
Third most popular one would be waiting on a Z28-ish model.
Ouch. Okay, what's the fourth most popular one?
That would be waiting for pricing info.
Okay, that's reasonable. I actually thought that one would be higher.
And then waiting to save some more money. And then not buying anytime soon.
Hmm.
In that order.
I'd like to see this poll happen again.
After the 13th?
No, after after the cars hit the road.
Oh. Okay.
Or maybe even people just post and say, well, I originally voted that I was just going to wait, but you know what? I started seeing them on the road and...
You know, I got to have one
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I got to have one now.
No, I'm not waiting for heads-up display. No, I'm not waiting for the rear parking assist.
I really admire people's convictions on waiting for what they hope to get. They don't even know if they're going to get it like the Z28-ish package. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, neither could I.
Couldn't do it. But I really admire that people are saying, hey, I'm just going to have to wait because that's what I want. Good for you.
Yeah.
It'll be tough. It'd be impossible for me. Neat.
Neat.
Neat stuff. Yeah. I guess we got one more order of business, so just a quick heads up. I did get confirmation that Diecast Series 3 is just a few short weeks away.
Wow.
I can't wait to see
it. Yeah, this is going
to
be awesome.
This is by far the most polarizing one just because of it's what everybody wanted on this one.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, just head over to cz28store.com and get your pre-order in.
So are they going to start shipping in a few short weeks, or do you think that's when they're actually going to be coming in?
I was anticipating by the end of this, end of October, is right about when they start shipping. I had to give a gateway because there's really no way to definitely nail the date down. But definitely on the way.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Anybody who says this is easy, it's not. Either that or I just make it too hard because I'm very particular about the quality of anything that I put my fingers tips on.
But, so when do I got to start, you know, getting my hand ready to start signing all these things again?
Well, we're not going to sign the actual cars themselves,
right,
but we do have the
certificate of authenticity.
Certificates of authenticity for the first
10%
of the total run.
Okay.
I would say in a few weeks, Chris. Thank you very much. Now I know how Scott, Cheryl, and John feel.
Wow.
Speaking of which, don't forget to tune in next week. Barry, special, if it has to, you know, plans have to change. We're going to have a very boring podcast next week.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. We'll talk about the gas prices and the weather.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or just you know, run all sorts of sound effects, you know.
Are you on drugs, or is this your naturally moronic self?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I am on drugs. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a great week, and we'll see you in the next.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Chris, you ready to fight?
Ready.
Okay, go.